Blog Talk Radio. The perfect job, prosperity, or the road to good health? Science has proven that our bodies are made up of a complex energy system called chakras. These chakras can be tuned up just like a car. Imagine if your car was not running correctly. Would you just sit back and assume it would magically fix itself? If your refrigerator stopped cooling, do you think you would just wait and see what happens, or would you be afraid that all your food would spoil and call a repairman? Chakra clearing and balancing is the same thing. When things are not going right in your life, whether it's your love life, your career, your bank account, or your health, can you afford to just sit back and wait and hope that somehow it will simply just correct itself? Chakra can even help the most stressed out person regain their sense of calm and inner serenity, regardless of what's going on around them. You can get a full chakra clearing and realignment long distance over the phone by calling 1-800-375-3446. That's 1-800-375-3446. We'll be happy to clear and balance all your chakras. Look forward to tomorrow. A chakra clearing does take 1 hour time. We look forward.
Live with the Christian Psychic Cafe. I'm Dr. Ginny. I'm here with my co-host,
Jessica.
And we want to welcome all our listeners tonight. We're going to have a good night tonight. I know it.
Absolutely.
Feel it. It's going to be like electrifying.
Ooh.
Remember Grease? Electrifying.
I love that. Yeah. I love that, and I could sing every song, and I'm sure nobody really wants me to, but I love it.
No, we would. That would be very interesting because, no. Don't.
And I can sing everybody's part, too.
Could you really? I didn't
know
you were a Grease fan.
I love Grease.
Really? My kids have been watching it all week long, over and over
and over
again.
Well, probably because I've seen it a million times. I've seen the play, you know.
Have you really?
Yeah.
When did you go see Grease?
Oh, you don't know everything about me.
Apparently not. I had no idea.
See?
And I'm sure our listeners are like, okay, what do we care?
Who cares?
What do we care? Well, everybody, you know, tonight we're going to be doing mini angel card readings. We're going to have people call in. And if you have a question or you want some advice or you just want to make a comment, go ahead and call our line. Our call-in number is 323-679-0882. That's 323-679-0882. Our chat room is now open. Susie Q is our chat room mom, and she's in there. And She was having some storms out her way, but it looks like the electric's back on, and she was able to log in, so we're really glad to have her. She likes to keep everybody toasty warm in the chat room. She does a great job. And I also happen to see some other people in there that we know. I think it's Jay. Jay's in there.
All right.
Do you remember Jay was the one who sung that incredible song?
Yes,
that
I loved it.
It's just awesome, awesome, awesome. And I know Grace is in there and some other folks too, so I want to welcome everybody. You can also ask a question in the chat room, folks. It's easier if you call in, for sure, but if you're having trouble getting through, we do try to get to the chat room as well and answer those questions. And we know that upcoming shows, I've been saying it, we haven't had it yet. We've been so busy. Our listeners has more than tripled. And
oh, yes.
It's been huge, and we love it, and we want it to keep growing. And the one thing that people have said is they love to hear the readings, and they love to get the readings. So we've been trying to do more of those and not be so topic-heavy. But we try and squeeze a little bit of topic in when no one's looking anyway, don't we? Just for fun. Jessica, how was your week?
My week has been busy, good, busy, and good.
But I got a text from you this week, and I believe it said something like, ugh, I've got mold.
Yeah, you know what happened? Actually, we had a big staff meeting last week, and we have a woman who's in charge of all our divisions in the state, and she came in and she said, you know, there's something weird in here. She said, I'm coughing, you know, I'm having issues. And so I said, well, I've been having this ever since I've worked here.
Mm-hmm.
And so she said, let me buy a mold test. I want to see.
Yeah.
So she bought this test, and I'd never seen one before. It was in a round Petri dish. You pour in whatever the stuff is. It hardens.
Yeah.
You leave it out for about an hour, and then 48 hours later, you see if you have any growth of mold.
Oh,
my gosh. You would not believe. I mean, it looked like a forest.
You're kidding
of mold.
Me.
Unbelievable. Now, certain molds are, you know, you're going to find
everywhere. Especially in Florida.
Right.
So does it give you like a key to look at what mold is worse?
They want you to, of course, send it in and spend another whatever to get it tested, which we did.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
But you don't know.
We don't know. I mean, in the meantime, they changed filters. They did a few other things to kind of clean up the place, but I could have mold lung. It's possible.
You're going to have moldy lung, Jessica. That would be horrible.
Well, I know, and mold is a really dangerous thing. And they're saying black mold. I mean, it's dangerous to breathe it even once.
I agree with you. Black mold is dangerous, and it's no fun to have, and it can be very, very difficult. The other thing about mold in particular is that it can cause COPD problems.
Right.
You know? And I know we actually owned a house many years ago where there were mold issues.
Oh,
and,
really?
And it was a big problem. It was such an issue because you can't sell a house like that. You know, you can't knowingly sell a house that you know is making you ill.
Right.
And it turned out that it had some kind of new air conditioning system that was put together by some engineers who was supposed to be the most cost efficient, you know, economical, but put out the coldest air. And it was a dual system, and it was a pretty big house, and we thought this is cool, and it turned out to be that system that was causing it.
Oh.
And we were having sinus infections and bronchitis,
oh,
and
wow.
I had never had that in my life. I didn't even know what it was. And I kept losing my voice, and it turned out it was the same kind of thing that Legionnaires.
Oh, no way.
We had to actually take a piece of the drywall out. Back then, that was 18 years ago, and we had to take out a piece of drywall and send it to a company in Texas, and they did a test
on
it. So, yeah, so not good stuff. So how about what's in the news lately? Some crazy stuff, right?
Who are we talking
about? Well, did you hear about the little boy who fell down the well?
Well, I know. You and I were talking about that earlier, and, you know, I said, all these people fall down wells. How many people have wells that you could just fall into?
You know,
oh, my gosh, there's a well. Ah!
I'm going to go. I think children are naturally drawn to holes in the ground, you know?
Right.
And
I'm making light of it. But.
Yeah. Well, no, but you're right. I mean, you don't often see open wells. But out in farm country, I think you do. And actually, you know, I've always said to my husband, because we used to do a lot of real estate, we used to buy a lot of vacant land, and I would go out and check out these properties. And as you know, I carry an SAR, which is a machine that it emits a signal. It's a search and rescue unit. Because one of the concerns is that while I'm out walking those properties, you don't know where an old well was. You don't know if you're coming upon one or if it's in Mars, or any other type of you know crevice in the ground or anything. But it turns out that there was a wooden board on top of this well, and I believe he was three. And if our listeners, if I'm wrong, let me know. I think he was three, and he had just learned how to swim, dropped 40 feet into this well.
Oh my God!
And the dad tried to lower a ladder down, and the little boy was screaming in pain and fear. And the dad, I call him Awesome Dad now because I think it's so cool. He likes Spider-Man down the side of this tunnel.
Oh, my gosh.
And this well, and he went down and got his son and held him above water till the fire department came. And the fire department came and lifted the boy up. And instead of waiting for the fire department to get the guy out, he Spider-Maned right back out of that
well.
Wow. And I think
that's some athletic guy.
You know, I only got a view of him from, like, the neck up, but I just think, you know, he said himself, there's an amazing things and strength you get when you have to save your own son.
Sure.
And I think, you know, we've heard stories where people have lifted cars off of people, right? So, you know, you can do some pretty amazing things. And
well, that's unbelievable.
That's really awesome. All right, so you know what? We have more to talk about, but I know we've got some people on the call line, so I'm going to go ahead and take a caller right now. And this is, I believe, we're live with Carmen. Carmen, can you hear me? You're on live with Dr. Jenny.
Yes, I am.
Hi, Carmen. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing very good. Thank you. How can I help you tonight?
Well, actually, I'd just like to get a mini reading. We've spoken many times before.
I don't want to say. You're from the Northeast, right? You're the Carmen I think you are, correct?
Yeah, Carmen Morales with Johnny.
Yes. Yeah, don't say your whole name, Carmen.
Oh, sorry.
You don't want to do that. It's okay. Now that you've said your name, you're from New York, right?
Right, right.
Okay, yeah, okay. I know exactly who you are. Okay. So I know that the last time we had talked, you were looking for, well, let's just put it this way. Your ex-husband or ex was, let's just say ex, was he was still out of the country, correct?
No. He's been in the country. He hasn't left the country.
Okay.
No, the last time we spoke, I said he was being very confusing. It seemed like
he was being
really nice, and mm-hmm. I didn't know what was going on.
Mm-hmm. And some of that's changed, and some of it hasn't. The thing that I guess I do see is, and I have seen this all along, and I don't know how you're going to feel about it, but he is eventually going to want to come back to you. You know that, right?
Right.
Has he made any attempts?
Not as of yet, no. He's still trying to be hardcore.
Okay. Well, he eventually is going to want to do that. Things in his current situation, I see, are not going as well as he might lead you to believe. And I think you probably can see the cracks a little bit just in the little bit of contact that you have with him.
Mm-hmm.
Your daughter... do you have any questions about your daughter?
Basically not. She gave birth to the baby, beautiful baby boy, 8 pounds, 11 ounces.
Congratulations.
She's been a little
great.
More in contact with him. Thank you. The kids are being a little more in contact with their dad now.
Which is a good thing. But, you know, that's a good thing. You know that, right?
Right. Yes, definitely.
Okay. I know it's hard. I mean, I know in a situation, whether there's a divorce or two people break apart, and sometimes it becomes very, very difficult because we're so angry at the person who walked out that
right.
that we kind of want to withhold the children for a while. But that's doing what's best for the children. I mean, he's not a bad guy. He's made some bad choices, but he's not a bad guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you want them to know they're loved. So I give you credit because I know that's a hard thing to do, but it is the right thing to do.
Right.
So what question do you have for me?
I just wanted to see if there were any changes, if there were going to be any changes with him financially and as far mm-hmm. as, you know, the home.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I know I just asked a million questions.
I know that's one of the things that we had talked about in the past. I know finances were very tight there for a while, and I know they continue to be, right? I do see that they continue to be. The one thing I want to tell you is that right now I see that staying in the home, you're concerned that that's not going to be able to be a long-term thing, correct?
Right.
But I do see that for the time being, you are definitely going to have a chance to stay there. One of the things that's being shown to me, and I want to talk to you about, is, you know, you're really going through a healing process right now, and that healing process is allowing you to, I would say, enable you to start seeing a future for yourself. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You were really at a point there when your relationship broke up, where you kind of felt like you couldn't move forward, but yet you had to for the children.
Yeah.
And
right
now I think you realize that there's other reasons to move forward, and those reasons are yourself too, correct?
Definitely.
Yeah. See, and that's one of the things I'm being shown, is that it's opening up into your life again, and you realize that you have meaning, you have purpose. And this sounds kind of silly, but I want you to play a lot of music around yourself, because I'm seeing that music actually helps to lift your mood and elevate you. Yeah. So make sure that, you know, when you're not sure and things are not going well for you, I actually would suggest that you go in and just blow the music out the doors, okay? And it doesn't matter what kind. I don't care what kind of music you like. You know, I want you to play it so that your organs can feel the vibration, okay? You know, that's one thing.
Okay.
When a car goes by, and they have some of those sound systems, and you think your kidneys are vibrating, you know? Play it loud. Feel the music. It would be good for you. Okay.
Okay.
The one thing I got to tell you that's being shown to me right now is that you're doing a lot of work, but there's not a good balance in your life right now.
No, there's not.
No. And what I'm being shown is that you're not taking you time at all.
No, I'm working 7 days a week now.
Right. I know. And I understand why. But you also have to understand you have to take some you time, and you have to get some exercise, because you haven't been getting any. Is that correct?
That's 100%. You're
okay.
100%.
God bless you. I think you need to work on getting some exercise. And so, you know how you can incorporate things into your life when you really have to, even though it seems like you don't have the time for it, but yet if you have to,
you have to make
yeah.
it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I'm telling you, you need to find the time for exercise, because this exercise is going to have so many benefits for you. Mentally, physically, in so many different ways. So you're going to, A, sleep better with a more sound, restful sleep. You're going to have a healthier attitude towards things. You're going to feel more motivated. You're going to have a healthier self-confidence, and it's generally just good for you. So I'm really recommending that you find time somehow, some way, to exercise. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I don't know if we ever talked about doing do you ever sit down and take 5 minutes of quiet time for you and just do a short meditation?
Yeah, I do that a lot. I go into my room, I lock the door, everybody else is watching TV or doing their own thing, and I just sit there for a little while quietly, and then I'll watch a little bit TV and just lay in my bed and relax a little bit.
Okay, good. You're on the right track. You know, you can't come from a relationship. I believe your relationship was 20-some-odd years, was it not?
23, yes.
Yeah, okay.
But I've grown a lot.
You have grown a lot, and you've healed in the process. And I've said this so many times on this show, if the perfect man had been delivered to your doorstep, you know, when you weren't ready, when you weren't healed, it would never have worked. So you kind of had to go through this growth process where you heal and you grow and make steady progress as an individual, and you're getting you're very close. I know you're waiting. Also, you would love the perfect man to come into your life, and I do see that. I think I talked to you about, there was a man that I see coming into your life. And I still see that happening. And you're, as a matter of fact, if I may say this, There are two people that I've said something. I've said bear hug guy, and I, the other person knows who they are because I know they're listening in the chat room. But I saw that as well for you. When I say bear hug guy, it generally means a guy who's healthy in the middle. He's got a little bit of, you know, but he's a sweet kind. It's a specific kind of guy, and I know he'll be coming into your life. And I know that you'll be with him when your ex tries to come back into your life. It certainly is your, you know, free will and freedom of choice whether you want to take him back. But I do see a happy future for you, okay? And as you know,
great.
The angels will never affect your free will. Things are going to get better. I think they have gotten better, and I think you've seen that. And I think
they have gotten better as far as financially. I got a little bit better, but now I fall in a slump again. And they have gotten better as far as to the point where I have grown. I've been able to deal with this much better. I'm not hurting as much as I was. I'm not crying like I was. I'm
great.
Emotionally stronger. So, yes, I must say they have gotten better.
That's the most important thing. That's what you needed is for them to get, you know, for you to get emotionally stronger. Because it's like a house. When you build a house, you can't build it on a sand foundation. It's not going to work. You need to build a house on a cement, you know, with rebar, steel rebar foundation, so that what you continue to build after that stays strong and doesn't come toppling down like a house of cards. And that's what you're doing right now. You're creating a strong foundation for you because you had to start thinking as a single person and not as one of a couple. And you've done just a wonderful job. You know that. You know that.
Thank you.
I'm really proud of you because I know what it was like. I think we first spoke about a year ago, didn't we?
Yeah, and I was crying, and I was all torn up, and we spoke quite a few times. I do have one more question, if possible.
Sure.
I have a brother who's in the hospital. He's on a ventilator. He's been there for a while. He doesn't look very well. And the doctor still, at this point, don't know what's wrong, but he took a mass out of his stomach, and now they're saying there's something with the lungs, and he has pneumonia and this, that, and the other. But they still don't know what's wrong, and they have him on that medication they had Michael Jackson on, and he doesn't look well. I'm just kind of wondering what's going to be the outcome of that because I'm kind of very nervous.
Well, what I'm getting, the answer then, the information that I'm getting right now is that of divine timing. What I'm being shown is that everything happens in the time that it's supposed to happen, and you shouldn't worry about it because the direction that this is going to go in is divinely timed. I know that you're worried that he's going to pass away very quickly. Again, that's not an answer. You know, that's one thing, life or death answers I can't answer. But I will tell you this: do I see him leaving very quickly in the near future? I feel like, you know, you can buy some parking passes because I think you'll have a chance to use them if you go visit him. Which is the best way I can answer that. But the word I'm getting is divine timing right now. So the way things are going for him, I feel like there's still some information that needs obviously to be learned. As you just shared, they don't know what it is. There's something else going on. It has something to do with his blood, right?
I don't know because they're not telling us anything.
Yeah, there's something. It has something to do with his blood. I don't know what it is, but it does. And what I will tell you this is, you know, as with everything, there's no promises of tomorrow, but I'm being told that divine timing is at play here. So whatever the outcome is, and I can't see it, so I really don't know, do know that he's being divinely guided.
Okay. All right. I don't want to take
much
of your time.
I know
you have a lot of listeners.
I do. The one thing I will tell you, like I said, what the message that's coming to me is buy some more parking passes. So if you're buying parking passes, that means you have somebody to go visit, which is a good thing.
Good. Okay.
Okay.
Great.
Listen, sweetie, thank you so much for calling in. I really appreciate it.
No, I want to thank you, and I'm sorry I took so much time. I want to give other people a chance. Thank you so
God
much.
God bless you. You're very welcome. You take care. Many blessings to you and your family, okay?
You too. Have a wonderful night.
Thanks. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. She's really sweet, you know. It's, the one thing that she said is that the children are getting a chance to visit with the dad more, and I'm so thrilled
about that.
That's, you know, we were talking, it just came out in the news, I think it was yesterday, when women are done wrong, they can do some incredible things that they would never have done before. And you remember
what is it, Lorraine Bobbitt?
Yeah, Lorraine Bobbitt.
She did a Bobbitt. well, unfortunately, there was a woman in the news who, I guess her husband came home, and she served him dinner, and she put some drugs in his dinner, and then which made him sleep, and he went, I guess, either went and took a nap or fell asleep at the table. I don't know. All I know is she tied him to the bed, and she then sat and waited for him to wake up, which is where it's even, I mean, it's just not good. And then she did physical removal of his pickle, and then she took it and put it in the garbage disposal and turned it on. Yeah, and of course she was arrested because that is as premeditated as premeditated could be. And so you know that man was cheating on her, right?
Yeah.
And you know, you would, I would venture to say there are certain people that would, you would never dream would even be capable of something
right,
like that.
Right, and you know when all those emotions come into play, I mean, I went through that myself, and I can picture myself doing things that wouldn't be very nice.
That wouldn't be, yeah, well, I know. And that's why the healing process is so great, and I certainly wouldn't suggest that Carmen would do something like that.
Of course not.
Although maybe she wanted to.
I mean, we all wanted to, but you think about
right.
it and how this is going to affect your family
well,
and yourself.
Exactly.
You know?
Right, because why would you flush the rest of your life down the toilet over somebody who disrespected
you?
They
are totally not worth
exactly
it.
Right. So what's really great in her situation, too, is that the kids are getting a chance to see the dad, and that's wonderful because they had, you know,
well,
they were together
to have a
23 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really good. Now, I want to do something for everybody, and you're all going to laugh at me, but I got to do it because it is hysterical. I heard a song the other day. Of course, my children played it for me, and it was beyond funny. And if you get to see the video that goes with it, you absolutely have to see it. And to make it easier for everybody, I'm going to play the song now because we're going to take just a short break. And you can also, and I'm going to tell you, wait till after the show because if you go now, you'll hear it, and then you'll hear it twice and it'll mess it up. But go to drginny.com, www.drginny.com. That's my website. And just click on the upper tab that says radio show. And you'll see, it'll say, this is the song I talked about on the show tonight, and there's a link there. If you don't click that link and watch this song being acted out, you have missed a great chuckle and laugh for the day. And remember, laughter heals, so you'll be sorry. Listen to this song, and then later you'll have to watch the YouTube of it. It's hysterical.
I was walking through the forest of moccasin bread when I saw a troll boy wearing tie pants. I want to own them, but can you even dance in those pants?
What, hey, woman?
They made a move like a vessel of shimmy, all sweet and tender like a tiny baby kitty. I need to get some, put my body in them, then I will rule the world. Is that an angel, baby? No, that's a dance move.
Yeah.
My lady honey boo, feed me lots of jumbo juice. Call me lady tiger, but I never eat my young.
No, no,
my legs in those pants a dream. When I would move, I'd scream. Watch out for my body rolls. Watch out for my body rolls. High kicks, high kicks. This is how we do.
Yeah.
Watch out for my body rolls. Watch out for my body rolls. High kicks, high kicks. This is how we do.
Yeah. I beg that boy to make me stop.
Gotta dance like that where I come from.
Grab a partner, form a line. Cut and stitch and make them shine.
Work that elastic. It's looking fantastic.
But
please stitch them pretty because my body can't handle
it. It's the power of the light.
It tickles my tiger.
Let me get inside of them and stretch.
Stretch, stretch.
And tell yourself, you're a vessel of shimmy and activate your dance floor kitty.
When I place my legs in a cage of spandex, I dance like hell to release the madness.
Watch my feet pound holes in plywood. Watch my hips crush plates of baked goods.
Watch out for my body rolls. Watch out for my body rolls.
High kicks, high kicks. This is how we do it. Watch out for my body rolls. Watch out for my body rolls.
High kicks, high kicks. This is how we do it. 'Twas the last stitch on the final scene. He placed them to me.
My leg hairs quivered and screamed.
I know I needed them more than ever.
But then he looked at my leg and said, never.
I was already wearing tight pants. I just did not activate them.
Wow.
Body roll, body roll. High kick, high kick. This is how we do it. Watch yourself,
break it down, break it down.
Body roll, body roll. High kick, high kick.
Back up the road.
Watch out for my body rolls. Watch out for my body rolls. High kick, high kick. This is how we do it.
Okay, so, I mean, is that the coolest song in the whole wide world ever? What do you, okay, I know there's like dead silence, and you're thinking, what was that?
That so was interesting.
You actually saw the video.
I saw the video, awesome? And without the video, the song is kind of odd.
It doesn't do it justice.
No.
But is it hysterical?
It's hilarious.
It is.
For any woman that's trying to lose weight and get in shape, you have to watch this because it'll make you feel good about yourself.
It's so funny. It's so great. So go to my website, drginny.com, D-R-G-I-N-N-Y. .com, and then click on the radio button, and the link will be there, and you click on it, and it'll shoot you right over to YouTube, and you can watch the video, and it is so darn funny. I'm telling you, I can't watch it and not die laughing every time, because I think I have aunts that look like that, you know?
Yes, you do.
And they would actually do that video, too.
I know.
That's the greatest part.
I
love that. You know, you got to
love it.
But,
you know, if you put on a leotard, a really tight leotard, anybody with any kind of flab...
Well,
you know, it's going to look like that, right?
I watch, you know, we go to all these, you know, band competitions for the high school with the kids, and a lot of times we see people, some of the girls who maybe, you know, have a different metabolism.
Right.
And it's hard, you know, I mean, let's face it.
Oh, yeah.
And they have them in these Lycra suits, and I think that's just so unfair.
Well, it's not fair, unless you're a skinny stick, you know.
Well, they should have uniforms that make everybody's body type
that's
appealing,
right.
And there are ways to do that.
Yeah.
And, sometimes, you know, we'll be sitting at the stands.
But, you know, what's so funny, my daughter's in chorus, and, apparently there must be a lot of bigger girls in chorus because the dresses are huge.
I know. Doesn't she have to
she has to pin
together.
It a million times around because it's,
See, you're too thin, too fat. No one's ever happy. The truth is you got to just love yourself because that's the most important thing. I came across something the other day that I thought was really interesting, and I've heard about this before, and it really piqued my interest. So I did, like, hours of research, and I just got to talk about this because I think everybody will find this very interesting. Take a quick glance at your nails. All right? Now,
my fingernails?
Everybody do that. Yeah, look at your fingernails and tell me how they look. Are they cracked?
Are they
brittle? Do they have ridges or white spots? What I guess a lot of people don't know is that the state of your fingernails could be an indication of your overall health. Yeah, so it could actually clue you in to some health issues that you may not even know that you
really?
Have.
Really? That's interesting.
According to the experts over at WebMD, it's always a good idea to pay attention to the health of your nails. For instance, if you have pale or yellowish nails, it can be a sign of liver problems. Blue-tinged nails could mean your body isn't getting enough oxygen, or you could possibly have a lung infection. And ridges is something, too.
Yeah, ridges.
Too.
What about that?
Okay, well, let's take a look here, because I did so much. Okay, so when the smooth surface of your fingernail suddenly starts to get a lot of small dents or pits in it, that could be a symptom that something's going on beneath the nail. One of the things that can cause those dents is psoriasis, okay? That's, you know, like an inflammatory skin condition. And it actually can show up as pitting on your fingernails. And I've seen this, you know, when people, you know, like if you go to buy something and somebody gives you money, and I've seen this, spoon-shaped nails. So, you know, a healthy nail has a specific shape.
Right.
A normal nail, like if you open a magazine, that's what, and you see somebody's fingernails, usually that's a healthy nail. It's slightly raised in the middle, and it curves down a bit, you know, at the tip. But when you see a nail that's the exact opposite, so it's almost like a spoon shape sitting on top of your nail, that's a clue that something's not right. It's called spoon-shaped nail, and it's a symptom of iron deficiency or anemia.
Huh. Well,
see?
I don't have that.
I know, and you've had low iron on occasion.
Yeah, I have.
You see, your nails aren't spoon shaped, so you're doing okay. Peeling. If your nail plate, your nail itself is made up of keratin, and it's a protein, right? And those layers are usually ideally, you know, kind of sealed together on a unified, strong nail. But when the nails aren't protected, or if your hands are in water a lot or exposed to cold or dry air, those layers will turn, you know, they'll tend to, like, separate a little bit, almost like a wood or, you know, it would just start to separate. The result is that the nails are going to start peeling. Now, this is not only an indication you need to take better care of your nails, but they're saying if you polish them, it'll help to seal in the moisture between the layers. So even men, I know, you know, getting my husband to go get a manicure is like trying to pull, you know, a bowling ball through the eye of a needle. But it's something that's important, because if you live in the cold and a man's working outside a lot and his nails are brittle, you know, it could be because they're peeling and cracking. That has a lot to do with, you know, an environmental concern. So, you know, maybe now it's like a manly thing. Get a little polish on there, clear polish.
There you go.
Right? And there's nothing wrong with that.
So the heat could do the same thing then, right?
Well, the heat can, but it, like in Florida, we have so much moisture that that doesn't really happen.
I have peeling nails.
You have peeling nails? Okay, so then maybe you should start putting a, because they're saying here, it also, and I have to say this too, polish can help seal the layers, but also moisturizing your nails. If it's extremely dry, moisturizing your nails several times a day will keep the layers supple. That's another word I just decided I don't like.
Supple,
rich,
yeah.
Moist,
like
and supple.
Fresh.
You know, I have my, yes, I hate those words. I don't know why. Okay, I have a thing.
I have to moisturize my nails
so they can be supple. That almost seems weird. Okay, but also it could mean that your diet is lacking in, and I know I'm supposed to say this word out loud, a specific acid, but I cannot pronounce it. It's linoleic.
Linoleic.
Acid. And it says that the easiest way to increase that kind of acid is through the use of vegetable oils, like in your salad dressing, and maybe put on some on your steamed vegetables, they say, and that'll help it. So, in other words, you're drying up.
Oh,
so you're going to have to moisturize your fingernails.
Turning
to dust. No, you're not. Just moisturize your nails. They're just dry.
Yeah.
You just think you work in a mold, and you know, it might be drying your nails up. Think about that. Okay. Let's hope your boss isn't listening to the show tonight. We're going to get ourselves in some trouble here. Hey, you know what? If you have brittle nails, really brittle nails, and 20% of all women suffer from a condition called brittle nail syndrome. And even though it sounds like just a stupid little name, that just means your nails break easy, it actually goes much deeper than that. Brittle nails are ones that can't hold on to moisture. Now, yours are not brittle. They're just...
Well, what is the definition of brittle? They break.
Brittle nails are the ones that can't hold on to moisture. Now I sound like a recorder. Where the layers in the nail plate, they dry out and crack. And that would be the nail plate all the way down here. So I don't think that's all the way down where your skin
just
starts.
At the end.
No.
Because you're kind of thin.
If you have an underactive thyroid, could cause both dry skin and brittle nails. Okay, so again, you know, if your nails are very brittle and your skin's very dry and you haven't had your thyroid check, you might want to. A diet low in iron can cause them also to become thinner. So eating green leafy vegetables, red meat and eggs can help boost your iron intake. You can take biotin supplements or you know, you can do a lot of different things, but excessive exposure to water and constantly wetting and drying your hands can make it worse. So make sure you have a healthy diet. But if you notice some excessive changes in your fingernails, I think it's time to look into it further. If your nails are yellow, looking yellow, you know, a healthy nail, that means a normal healthy nail, has a pinkish hue. And when it doesn't, that may be a reason to worry. Now, I'll give you an idea, and my mother was diabetic. When all of the nails start to turn yellow, it can be a sign of lung disease or diabetes.
Oh, wow.
Okay. And I remember one day my mother saying, look at my feet, and I did, and I said, what do you, you know, I didn't, I mean, I noticed that, I knew she was diabetic, of course. She said, you see how they're kind of yellow, they look funny? I said, yeah. She said, that's because I'm a diabetic. And I said, oh, I didn't know that. So yellow spots or yellow hue to the nails can be an indicator, of course, of fungus, but it also can be an indicator of diabetes. So, you know, if you're looking down at your toes and they start to look a little yellow and they don't look pink, you see how our toes are? Well, you can't see. Yours are colored. You can't tell. And, yes, we have our shoes off. But mine are pink, right? Everyone's
yeah.
toes are pink. Your fingernails should be pink. Generally, you'll see when you see older people, because the older we get, the higher risk we have of diabetes.
Right.
If you look at people's toenails, and I know, Jessica, you really have a love of the feet.
Yeah.
Jessica has a...
I have an issue with feet. I give people that do pedicures so many kudos. You have no idea, because I would just, I don't know, I'd rather be a garbage man.
Just to freak Jessica out, I have sent her pictures so that when she opens her email, she just sees somebody's, like, a grosser-looking foot. Because it totally freaks her out. And it's just
like watching a horror movie for me.
Yeah, right? I
don't know why I have such issues with it.
Isn't that? I know.
I just know, cute little baby feet are so cute. And then you get to when big adult ugly feet and ew.
Okay, and you know what? We got somebody from the chat room who made a suggestion. She says she uses extra virgin olive oil on her nails.
Ah.
And she has healthy hair, skin, and nails.
Oh, that's
and
good
I think that's a very good idea.
And I love olive oil, so.
Yeah, okay. And I do, well, you know, I don't like olive oil at all.
Right.
My husband makes the sautéed mushrooms in olive oil, and I just don't like the taste of it. Yeah, but throw enough garlic salt on it, and I'll eat anything. We're going to talk about white spots on the nails. Now, that's not if you accidentally catch your finger in a draw, and then you get, or bang it into something, you'll get a white spot. As a matter of fact, you see my thumb?
Oh, you have one, yeah.
Yeah, it started out down here. I was looking at cars for my daughter. And
cars?
Cars. C-A-R-S. Yeah, I know. She'll have her license in October. It's And we were at the car dealership,
uh-huh.
And they had these computers where you can search. And I closed the thing on my finger.
Oh.
And aside from being in pain looking at the prices, I had additional pain in my thumb. Those will grow out. But if all of a sudden you start seeing spots, white spots, it's usually, most of the time, if it's just one, it's a manifestation of some kind of trauma. However, if it's at the base of the nail where the new nail cells are created, you will see that those white spots generally are connected to some kind of skin condition. Again, eczema or psoriasis or a deficiency of zinc, which you can find in you can find that in whole grains, poultry, and seafood.
Oh.
So, okay, but this is the one. Okay, I'm getting down to the one everybody has.
Uh-oh.
And is wondering. It's the one after this one.
Well, tell us.
It's not the half moon, officially called the lunula, the little crescent moon at the base of your nail. That's the birthplace of the new nail cells, because that's where your new nail comes out of. It's most prominent on your thumbs, that half moon white on the bottom of your nail. Like if you look at...
Yeah.
Yeah, you've got it, yeah. Okay, so you have that nice, you can really pronounce, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So you have that on your thumb, but it's normal variation that as it goes on to the other fingers, it almost becomes less and less and less. Look at mine. You see how it starts out on the pointer finger?
Yours are much darker. Mine are light.
Yeah, I have very pink. Yours are very...
Not
pale. We got to increase your circulation. Go outside and jog, and then come back in.
Okay.
But basically, it's normal that that crescent moon gets smaller and smaller on each finger. That's it's a normal thing to have happen. And that's just normal. I mean, I don't know.
Okay. So what if you don't
have
that?
Whether it's visible or not, it's not indicative of bad health, so you don't have to worry.
We don't care about that.
We don't care about that, but here's the one everyone's waiting for. Ridges.
Yes, ridges. That's me, El Rigo.
Potato chips aren't the only thing that has ridges. Nails have them, too. Vertical ridges are totally normal, and it's not a sign of health problems. Now, I want everyone to know that Jessica and I told her I was going to talk about this tonight. And she says, well, I only have ridges. What does that mean? And I refused to tell her.
And she wouldn't tell me. And I'm thinking, oh, no, what is wrong with me?
I just asked her if her health insurance was paid up to date. But what it is a sign of, and you're going to hate this, and everyone listening is going to hate this, and Grace, you're going to hate this too.
What is it, age? Something
it's
horrible.
It's a sign of age. They tend to become more accentuated as you get older.
Great.
I know. Okay, but I will tell you this. There's a condition called Bue's lines, which is a sign of more systematic health issues. Like if a person's been sick for a really long time or gone through a lot of stress, the nail may temporarily start growing. And when it starts growing again, it'll leave an indentation across the bottom of the nail, and as it grows further out, it'll become visible. So a single deep ridge going horizontally in just one nail may indicate there's You know, in all your nails, it will indicate that they haven't been growing well. If you have an indentation in just one nail, it could indicate a small cyst or wart at the base of the nail, putting pressure on the nail matrix. Or if you're like some of us who go to get their nails done and you have tips, they dig into your nail bed, and that ridge will be there till the nail grows out on every single nail. So you got to watch that too. But those vertical potato chip nail ridges that we all have, that's just a sign of age, and it doesn't mean anything unhealthy for anyone.
Well,
yeah?
That's a good thing.
That is a good thing. So all in all, now that you've all looked at your nails, you can go online. There's a lot of different websites. WebMD, of course, always has the most basic knowledge. But if you go in and you look it up, there's sites where they have pictures and all kinds of stuff.
Oh, pictures of ugly nails. Yeah, that's what I want to look at.
But it's not Jessica, so you'd be okay. But you can look at, you can look at pictures, and you can see what is actually happening in your health. And what's important about that is, you know, sometimes you look at your nails, like my mother didn't know she was diabetic right away. And maybe if we had this information, we would have realized
it.
For whatever reason, the doctor never pulled this up on her. It took them a long time, and she was probably diabetic for 5 or 6 years before they realized
it. Do you need more
of
a holistic doctor that can look at you as a whole and say, okay, what doesn't look right?
A good, knowledgeable, holistic doctor is worth fistfuls of dollars.
Yeah.
Because they can look at your hair, they can look at the skin, your skin, they can look at your nails, they can look at your feet, and they can determine health issues that you may not even know you have, and not only stop them from coming or stop them from getting worse, maybe reverse them as well.
Maybe we need to find one of those guys.
You know, I'm going to shout out to Rip Hunters, because Rip Hunters is not only a great paranormal group, and so is, by the way, OPI. It's also a great paranormal group here in Orlando. We want to shout out to Mike and to Jill and the other Mike. But Rip Hunters, Mike's wife, does have a very good holistic doctor, and I've got to get the website, because we had talked about it a while back, and I said I want a website. Because she's done some things for her that's been really amazing.
Well, that's important, and I would love to find somebody like that.
I know. Because
you go to doctors, and they just kind of look at you, and unless you really know what's wrong with you, and you can guide them to what's wrong with you,
right?
You go through all these tests, and it just takes forever to get to the bottom
of
it.
Well, and you know, with a test, sometimes they're trying to figure out what you don't have,
right?
Right. Okay, well, now you don't have this, you don't have this, so now let's look at this, this, and this. When maybe a good holistic doctor can tell you
I think that's a great
stuff.
Idea.
You know, it makes a lot of sense. You know what? We're going to be right back in just 2 minutes.
It's all
Want to be able to talk to me live and have a personal reading done? Visit my website at www.drginny.com. That's www.drginny.com. You can get a personal in-depth reading, or you can check out who's going to be on our show next week right here on Blog Talk Radio at the Christian Psychic Cafe. Don't forget, drginny.com, or call a toll-free number at 1-800-375-3446.
Don't I sound like a car salesman? Hey, come on down to Crazy Eddie's.
You can tell where we're from. Crazy Eddie was up north.
Yeah, he was from New Jersey, wasn't
he? Yeah,
he was a Jersey guy. Have you been watching New Jersey Housewives at all?
No, you know, you're the reality show person. I don't really get into those.
I don't know what you're missing. I'm telling you.
You know, those shows just kind of annoy me.
There are people in my family that you would watch that, you'd go, oh, my gosh, they're on TV. I'm telling you.
Yes, I remember your family.
They're wonderful. They're wonderful, wild, wacky people, and I love them to death. They're great. You know what? We've got Deborah on the line. We're going to let her go live. Hi, Deborah. This is Dr. Ginny and Jessica.
Hi. How are you girls tonight?
We are doing
good.
How about yourself? I'm
doing great. I am Grace in the chat room, and I am thoroughly enjoying all of the info on the nails, and it was so true. In 2005, when I was diagnosed with a mass breast cancer, you know, it's funny. I can look back at those pictures, and I can really tell there was a difference in the way my hair, my skin, and my nails looked. I mean, it's unbelievable. I mean, it is. It's so true. And you know, you don't put it together until then. I can look at pictures, and my daughter and I used to look at some of the pictures, and she's like, "Wow, Mom, that's when you had the breast cancer." You can just see how you didn't even look well. And I can't believe you're so right on that, though.
Yeah, it's true. It's amazing how what's going on inside is reflected on the outside. You know, when you
Absolutely.
Think about it, when you cook something in the oven, right? Okay,
uh-huh.
This is a really bad analogy, so I'm going to go there. I don't know why I was coming up with an analogy of thinking when you're cooking something in the oven, you know, when there's something really going on, like if it's really hot, it starts to bubble. You see it on the outside. You know something's going on. And I think our health is the same way. When something's going on the inside, it starts to bubble up and it comes out, and it will show us in our hair, in our skin color, in our eyes. You know, how many of us parents have looked into our children's eyes and said, I think you're coming down with something. You know, or we think it. We don't tell them, right? Because if we tell them, then they think, oh, I can get out of school tomorrow
because
Mom thinks I'm getting sick.
Yeah.
Goodness,
well,
great.
I worked with a lot of hospice nurses in the past, and, you know, whenever they had, they can always tell. They would always use that analogy, too. Oh, you've got something cooking, you know,
something, you know. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I don't know why that
yeah.
analogy came to me. It just did, so I guess it wasn't so silly then. I feel less silly.
They used
Thank
to
you,
say
Grace.
That all the time. They used to
yeah.
say that all the time. There's something, you know, there's something cooking when you had a cold or, you know, the flu or something, and it is. It's especially you get a fever. So.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, so I just wanted
something.
To see if you saw what you saw for me. I'm planning a big move.
Okay. Let me take a look here. Let me see what I see. Well, first of all, regarding the move, I'm seeing that the move is a good sign for you. Okay. I'm seeing that's going to be a positive experience. I'm seeing that it's going to be a little bit of a education for you. I don't feel like you're moving away from family, but towards family. Is this true?
I am moving toward my sister that I love very much, but I
okay.
am leaving like a family tree here. but I'm moving toward the closest family member that I have.
Okay, okay. Because that's what I'm seeing is that the family connection that you're moving to is the strongest energy connection of family that you have. And it's going to mean, it means a lot to you, but it's also going to mean a whole lot to her. Correct?
Good, yes. Yeah.
Okay. The other thing that I see here is that are you making a career change? Because I'm seeing that there's progress being made in that, but I'm seeing that it's different than what you were doing. Is that true?
It is very true.
Okay.
I have done something so out of the ordinary because I didn't want to go down there jobless, you know.
Right.
I took a retail, a sales associate job so that I could transfer down there, but my background is in hospice work, and once I get down there, there is a hospital that is probably less than a mile from where I plan to be living, and I would like to try to get on there, either maybe in the hospice department. And there's three local hospices down there, and I have high recommendations on my resume. So, but I don't want to go down there not feeling that there's, you know, I feel very insecure financially like that.
I think what you did was you have learned in your lifetime that you have to remove all stressors. And when something's stressing you out, you do something about it. You don't just sit there and complain about it because that's not who you are. And it was brilliant to take that retail sales associate job because what it does is remove the stress from you. You know you're going there and you're going to have some kind of income. That just immediately makes you feel comfortable. It also helps socialize you a little bit going to a new place, doesn't it?
Yes, absolutely.
It really does. That's a really important thing, and to be honest with you, I like that because I do see that you are going to transfer back into hospice work. I'm going to tell you that. But I really like you to get your footing in a different type of social environment because I think it'll be healthier for you. It'll allow you to reach out to other woman friends. Why am I getting, though there's a... There's a romantic interest, but you're not heading towards that romantic interest yet. You still have this romantic interest, and you're concerned about that. What is that?
Well, but it's funny you said that because that romantic interest is moving also further south, but it's like we're sort of moving in opposite directions, but yet
right.
about the same amount of miles apart.
Okay, okay. That's a very good thing. But I feel like that relationship is strong and is only going to grow stronger, okay? I feel like it's based on, the neat thing about that relationship is it's based on truly getting to know each other's soul and communication between you has been incredible. Is that true?
Very true.
Okay, all right. Now, the other thing that I see is that going back to your hospice work, I have to tell you this. It's like you were made to do hospice work. I don't know if the people listening can feel the genuine compassion that pours out of you, but
yes.
I can't. I can sense it. I mean, it's incredible. And I'm going to tell you, Grace, God forbid, if I'm ever in that situation, I would only hope and pray that I had somebody like you helping me. Because I can feel the compassion pour off of you.
Well, I have. I would already be moved if there weren't for a couple patients that I do healing touch and Reiki on, and I want to help them pass over before mm-hmm. I leave here. And that mm-hmm. is that I know it is my calling. And I also, with going through the breast cancer, I will be getting in contact with a couple of breast reconstructionists down there because up here I also work with women who I went in for what I thought was going to be a 45-minute lump removal and came out 6.5 hours later with a full bilateral double mastectomy.
Gosh. Wow. That's
and
a bit of a shock.
Traumatic, well, the trauma of all of that. And so I feel that God put me in that position, made me stronger, and I'm able to talk to women who are facing that and can really answer any question, you know, woman to woman, that they have about that, and be very truthful with them. And I can feel it. I can actually sympathize and feel it, and they know it. And
right.
I know that that's been my calling. I truly feel that
nothing
has been
can be
my
better
calling.
Than, no one could be better than someone who's gone through a traumatic and, you know, situation that they also were not expecting, and then to have come through it and then flourished. And then you can talk to that person and say, look, here, I'm living proof, you know.
Yeah.
You can get through this, and your life can be wonderful. And
yeah.
And your possibilities
well, because you know,
have
you know, there's the stages. There are so many stages that you mm-hmm. go through, the fear, the anger, the bitterness, the resentment. You know, I mean, it's everything that you
it's
can possibly.
It's almost like the stages of grief, isn't it?
Yes, and it takes you to the edge. It takes you to the edge of your existence, and you don't feel like anyone can understand what you're going through because you feel you're the only one at that time that is going through it. And that's
right.
where I feel that I have helped the most with these women. So,
mm-hmm.
And with Pompous, I know that I enjoy being around the elderly. I love hearing their stories and sharing love with them. And so many people. I don't think people even know how many people die with no one by their side.
Yeah.
And I just, it's so sad. And that's where I feel that I like to be. You know, especially those that I know are indigent or have family that are, you know, in despair and not there for them.
Right,
like
exactly. Exactly. I mean, to be able to be there for them and to help them cross over. Honestly, I can't think of a better thing you can do for somebody else or a more fulfilling thing for you. It can mean everything. So God bless you, Grace, for being who you are. You are definitely a specially blessed person to have been called to do the work that you do. It's just amazing. And many prayers go out to you and all the great works that you do. So thank you for that.
Thank you, dear. Well, do you see the love interest coming closer to me as I do move?
Actually, I do see the love interest coming closer to you, and the I don't want to say odd thing, but the thing that I also see is I see that as this love interest comes closer, I also see that it's almost as if there's a waiting time going on here, and I don't know how else to describe it other than things are kind of put on hold because. Your love interest has some things that he has to work through as well, some hurdles that he's working through. And
yes.
Once he works through those hurdles, I actually see that eventually you two will be together, but not where you're moving to, where he's moving to.
Oh, so you see me leaving where I'm moving to now?
I believe that's a strong possibility, yeah.
You really do see me going toward where he's at.
I see that as what I call a four wide path, and when I see it that way, that means that path is going to be very attractive to you. Whether or not you'll choose to go that way, again, is your free will, but I do see that as what I call a four wide path. That means it's going to be very alluring to you. Certainly it'll be your choice of whether you want to go, but I think that I feel like the connection with this person is not only strong, but it continues to go stronger and stronger. This person, I don't know how to put this, I feel like this person has done a lot of living, has a lot of faith, but I also feel like this individual is very cautious as well, and so are you. I see that with both of you. You're both being very cautious, and if you could see me right now, it's like I have a ball in my hand, and I'm moving it around because the way I see it is, do you know what I mean? It's like you're both being really careful, and you're looking at it and making from all different angles because neither of you want to get hurt, but more importantly, it's equally as important for both of you that you don't hurt the other one. And what I will say is don't overthink it, because I think what I'm getting is you both are. You're both overthinking it.
Okay.
Just a little too much, okay? I'll just throw that out there, all righty? Listen,
okay.
It's been a pleasure speaking with you. I really enjoyed it. You're a sweet person. Definitely do please call back again, okay? We really enjoy talking to you.
Thank you, Dr. Jenny.
You're very, very welcome.
You.
Bless you, too. You're such a good soul. I mean, incredible. Good life ahead for you. Good life ahead
Thanks.
For you. You know, I'm going to tell you, they might have done what they did in the surgery, but you know what? It gave you the life you have now. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Okay.
And I hope eventually it will. I have a distant relationship now with my daughter, and I hope that it brings us back together someday.
I do see the relationship with you and your daughter will get stronger. She has certain issues with certain things.
Yes.
You know, but eventually that relationship will grow stronger.
Oh,
okay?
That's wonderful. Thank you, dear. Bless you.
You're very welcome. Bless you, too. Have a great night, okay? And a safe
okay.
move. Okay.
You,
bye-bye.
Oh, thank
now.
You. Bye-bye.
Yeah. Bye-bye. Sweet woman. Yeah. Truly, I don't know. Am I the only? I mean, I know I feel things a lot more than other people.
Oh, absolutely.
So just such a truly caring and compassionate soul.
Well,
and
somebody that can do hospice for a living, that takes a special person.
You know, I've always said you cannot pay a person enough money to be compassionate. You
no.
either are or you are not.
Right.
Yeah. You know? And no matter how much they pay you, and you know, hospice does not pay well. But
no,
I will tell you this, these people, I know when hospice came out for my mom, they were all like angels to me, every single one of them, knowledgeable, compassionate, help guiding. They were just wonderful. So, you know, I can't say enough about them. This next song is being sent out to Linda, and it's being sent out to Susie, and I hope you enjoy it.
Heartbeat again, heartbeat again, heartbeat again. gonna do with that? Whoa-oh, whoa-oh, come on over here with that sugar, sticky, sweet stuff. Come on, give me that stuff. Everybody wants some. Melodies are gifts. Stuff up in your hair.
Everybody, I know I was going to say something, but I went completely blank, so we're going to go to the emails. We have emails that we want to get to. You know, every week we do a drawing for a free 30-minute email drawing, and then whoever gets picked, I will email them the next day, and then they can email me back, and we'll set up a private email reading for them, which is 30 minutes long, so we can get into a lot more detail and a lot more depth. So please go ahead if you want to enter. Go to www.drginny.com. That's drginny.com. And click on the contact me and stick your email address in there and say, enter me in the free drawing, and we will do that. And so right now we're going to play a little rock, paper, scissor. I've been losing every week.
I know, and I have been rocking. If I could win the lottery, like I could win this game.
That's it. Here we go. Who's going to go down to the rusty old mailbox? You ready? And one, two, three, go.
Aww.
Yes, I finally won. I kind of cheated. I'll tell you how in a minute.
Because you saw what I was going to do.
I sort of tapped it. I got tired of losing. Sorry. You get to go down to the rusty old mailbox. It never gets old. I love it. Okay, here's a bunch of emails. Just grab one and see which one you want to read.
Okay.
Uh-oh, that you're hesitating. I know. Okay, I'm ready.
This is from Margaret T. from Alabama. She says, Dear Dr. Ginny and Jessica, my husband threw a surprise birthday party for me last month, and although I was excited to have this happen and see old friends, there was one thing that I did not feel comfortable with. He ordered a male dancer to do a strip and dance in my face. I was so embarrassed that I thought I would die. Is this normal, or is my husband trying to tell me something? We have been married for 28 years, and I love this man, but this was odd. Yeah, kind of odd to get it from your husband. Usually that's your girlfriend.
Yeah, that's great. Margaret T. from Alabama. Well, Margaret, first of all, I'm going to tell you this. You've been married 28 years. I sense you've got a good marriage. And I think your husband is very secure to have a very well, good, in-shape guy come and shake his little booty in front of you. So I would say that that's not a – I think he was probably trying to get a very red face out of you. And I think he succeeded in doing that. And I think it was supposed to be funny. And I don't think he ever meant to embarrass you or humiliate you. And I don't think you were humiliated. You were just shocked. But I'm going to tell you, I don't think it was a negative thing. I think he's very secure in himself and in his marriage to you. And I think that's a good sign and a healthy sign.
He probably thought it was fun.
And, yeah, it is fun. I mean, I'm not...
Oh,
I'm not,
how would we know?
Hint, hint, husband. That's what I...
I actually did that for a friend of mine on her 40th birthday.
Did you really?
And, yeah, that was quite the experience.
Really? Where was I?
I don't think you came to that party.
Let's see.
It's my friend Kim.
Oh, no, I didn't.
Yeah, it was her 40th
yeah.
birthday. We had
Shoot.
Lots of people there.
Okay, I'm just saying, just from strictly an educational point of view, I would like to come to any party
well, the
for
next
a male stripper.
Time I plan it, yeah.
I'm just kidding, everybody. I would be
Well,
very
let me tell you, it's more
embarrassing
than anything. And after doing that, I don't think I would spend the money on it,
honestly. We talked about this not too recently, or not too that long ago, and we were talking about, I said, I didn't think I've ever been, but I had. You reminded me that I was like 19 or
yeah.
something, and I went.
That was
and,
a bachelorette party, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, years and years ago.
Yeah.
And I know I would have been embarrassed back then. I don't really remember it, which
Well, they used
is
to have, and this is dating us, but they used to have, you know, ladies' night where they
yeah.
would have male dancers, and it was like on a Thursday night, and it was geared for women,
mm-hmm.
and yeah.
I don't know why I don't remember that. Did I use dollar bills?
I believe that was part of it.
Really? I just don't remember that. I think
apparently you blocked it out.
I was just going to say, I was such an innocent youth that I probably was.
Yeah, okay. we'll go with that.
Well, let's go with that. Okay, well, I read another email. Okay, dear Dr. Ginny and Jessica, I love listening to your show. You girls sound like you have a lot of fun, hence
yes,
we're talking
we
about
do.
Male strippers. This is a great Christian psychic advice. I have not been able to get through because the lines are always busy. Please let me know if there is a secret to getting on the air with you two ladies. Rachel P. from Seattle, Washington. Rachel, that's a really good question, and the truth is, even though we do seem to get a lot of callers in, the one thing I can tell you is that as people call in, the queue gets filled up. We can have as many as 100 people calling at one time. And I'm gonna suggest this. The more callers that call in at, like, exactly 8 o'clock, and I'll even be a little more honest than that, call in 2 or 3 minutes before 8 o'clock because the switchboard opens. It's usually open about 5 minutes of 8. So if you call at 5 of 8, you have a much better chance of getting a live reading on a Wednesday night than if you wait till later on in the show.
Yeah, then you're at the bottom of the queue, so it would be tough.
Right, and then it becomes harder. I know we're going to try and get to as many people. I know we're going to get to several more callers, and I'm going to say we've got Dee, who's waiting, and I'm going to get to her in a minute, and then I'm going to try and get to, hopefully, Patricia right after that. So you all know that I'm going to try and get to you tonight. But it's important that if you call in like 2 to 3 minutes of, we open the lines at about 7:55, then you have a much better chance of going live online. Okay, so I think, Jessica, you are going to go ahead and pick the winner of this week's email, and go ahead, email join. Go ahead.
Okay.
Shake them all up, reach in, mix them all around. I put in those already. So shake it all up. Okay, and pick one out. Okay, and the winner is, it is, hold on, I have to read it, I have to see it, Joe M. From Detroit, Michigan. So Joe M.
Hey, Joe.
Will be getting yes. Yay, Joe! Wow. I have a hand clapping
yeah,
applause.
Yeah, you need to have some applause.
You know, I tried to applause for that gentleman Jay who sang that beautiful song.
Yes.
And I tried to put applause, and it said crowd clapping, but it was laughing. And I nearly died when I put it on as soon as he got done, and I killed it. And I'm always afraid to go back.
We'll have to find it. We'll have to work on that.
Yeah, we'll have to work on that. We're going to definitely work on that. You know what? Let's go ahead and take this caller now. Her name is Dee. Hi, Dee. You're live on the air with Dr. Ginny and Miss Jessica.
Hi, Dr. Ginny and Miss Jessica. How are you doing?
We're good. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right.
I like hearing that. How can we help you tonight?
Well, I just wanted to see what you're seeing about, I know this is what many people call about the love life or romantic relationships. I'm single, never married, no children. I have been dating someone for not quite a year yet, but we get along very well, have a good time. Just kind of want to see what you might be seeing.
Okay, well, let me take a look at that. You know, the first thing I'm getting from you, Dee, is that the first thing I'm getting is that you're very conservative. Not only are you very conservative, but I'm going to say you're very careful. You're very precise in almost everything you do. Is this correct?
That is correct, yes.
Okay, all right. And the other thing I'm going to tell you is that you look at things not just from the surface, but you look really deep down. And you examine every little, if you were looking at a golf ball, you would examine every little dimple in that ball to decide whether or not you wanted to use that one to hit. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes. I'm very
okay.
Detail-oriented. It's part of what I do with my job.
Okay. All right. That explains it then.
Because
I mean, I see it really clearly. So now I want to get to the relationship. I think it's really wise that you have waited to find the person that you got along with on all different levels, and that's what you think you have here, correct? I've got a slight hesitation, though, and the slight hesitation is coming from energy I'm getting from you, and I want to know what that is. Because I'm getting a slight hesitation from you. What is your concern?
What is my concern? Again, after being single for so long, is, and going through some bad relationships, is this really the one? This man's 11 years older, but he has been married once before, but doesn't have any children.
Mm-hmm.
Hesitation, because I probably would have to. Well, we're in neighboring states, but I probably would have to move.
Right. Yeah. I can tell you that this man knows exactly who you are. He knows how you operate, and I don't mean that in a negative way, but I have to say operate, because everything you do is very precise, very organized. You think everything out, and this is the woman he's come and grow to love. So I can tell you that from what I'm seeing here. Yes, this is the right man for you, but I was detecting that questioning coming from you, not from him, from you, and that's why I was saying that. Yeah. Now this is going to seem odd, but it's almost like a miracle you found this man. So I'm going to have to ask you how you two got together.
Internet dating.
Ah, okay.
It was strictly, he reached out to me, and at the time when I got an email, stating, oh, this person wants to, would like to meet you, or wants to get to know you, whatever. You have a message from this person. I admit I was hesitant. I was very hesitant, I guess, because coming out of a bad relationship, where someone I had really grown to like just kind of said, oh, I don't have time. This is a bad time in my life. I can't. And I talked to you about this some time ago, that he just kind of pushed me aside. And so I was very cautious.
Okay.
And so I said, well, just as you, again, you saw me proceeding cautiously. I said, just see what, you don't have anything to lose, and just respond to the email and talking to him, and then get to know him, So that was how it started.
Oh, wonderful. So now I feel kind of bad. I've spoken to you before about this?
Oh, Dr. Jenny, you speak with thousands of people, not about him, not about this particular man. It was about when I was going through a rough time over a year ago with coming out of a bad relationship.
Okay, good, because I would feel kind of bad. So my advice to you was to talk to him and give it a shot. What do you got to lose?
Well, no, that was kind of what I decided on my own. You had told me that other relationship was a bad relationship.
Yes.
As you told me, said, honey, he's just really not that into you, because if he can't make time, he's pretending he was so busy with work, and, oh, I was in a car accident, my neck is hurt, I don't have time, and you said he's not into you. It was hard for me to accept that, but it's true.
I know. And it is sometimes it hurts us to see things the way they are, but in a way it's a blessing. That way we can move on with our lives,
right.
And go to a relationship that is meant for us. I'm feeling really, really good positive vibes about this. And, I know a lot of people out there, internet dating is a scary thing because you never really know what you're getting.
Right.
And what I can say is that you can find some wonderful men internet dating, but what I will say, if it's too good to be true, it's probably not. Like my mama used to say, there's no free lunches. So, I know that I have somebody that I know that's very near and dear to me who was doing some internet dating, and she lives in another state, and a lot of times she was getting responses from men that that you could tell the pictures were headshots from a modeling agency.
Mm-hmm.
And she was savvy to it too. She pretty much her thermometer knew when it wasn't right. So you know, in those situations when it's almost too good to be true, it probably isn't true.
Right.
But in your case, I feel like this relationship has grown slowly. You've been cautious. You've been overly careful. You're really, I think you've checked him out as much as you can check out a person. Am I right?
Yes.
I know.
Yes, you're correct.
Okay. He's real. He's a good guy, and I can tell you this, to move forward with him would be a good thing. So what I'm getting is it's a wise decision to move forward with him. This might sound kind of odd, but I see that you're going to be doing some you will be moving in his direction, okay?
Oh, okay.
I kind of see that. And I'm being shown to have confidence in this relationship, but I also see that you're going to take the leadership role in this relationship. I'm going to tell you, but do it calmly, okay?
Okay.
Because you
of
are.
Of course, because.
Yes.
Right. Because
yeah,
a man always has to think he's in charge.
Right. We let them think that. I'm only kidding to all you men listening. And you are in charge, honey, sure. But seriously, men don't want to feel, well, nobody, I don't think anybody wants to feel like they're being led around by the nose. And I'm
right.
not saying you're going to lead him around by the nose, but you are going to be the leader in the relationship. But do it gently and smart, and you'll be just
mm-hmm.
fine. But I do see that move coming up. And then I see it's just going to be so peaceful for you. Now, are you aware that I'm seeing animals. Does one of you have an animal now?
No, neither one of us has pets. I mean, squirrels and everything else seem to love hanging around my house, but
okay.
But no, I don't have any pets.
Do you have a lot of nuts? Like nut trees? I know that sounds really weird.
That's a weird
no. No, like I know
sometimes
we used to
I
have
feel
a lot of
nuts.
That came out wrong. Gosh, that's terrible.
That's okay. I understood what you're saying. There's a lot of trees. They're not like pecan trees or anything. But like I said,
yeah.
Squirrels. It seems like squirrels love my house. But when I go out in the backyard, I'm seeing the acorns and all the things that they
yeah.
hide and bury and that kind of thing.
They love acorns, and that's kind of what I was referring to. I know we had a large acorns trees all over our yard, and they used to come and they would start in the summer and they'd start getting their stuff together for the fall. So,
mm-hmm.
but I'm not seeing those kind of animals. Once you two join as a couple in one location, you're going to get a pet.
You know, that's interesting you said that, because he talked about how in his first marriage many years ago that he had a dog, and he was saying, "Oh, I'd love to have a dog, but I, right now it's just not a good time for me, and all that,
and all."
But so it's interesting you said that.
Yeah, I see that's going to happen, and it's going to be a good thing. And I'm going to tell you, he's the one you're looking for. I mean, I feel it very, very strongly. Now, when I say that, that doesn't mean that your free will, because I always talk about free will. God gave us all
right.
free will. So when I give a reading or I make a prediction, it's based on what we're all feeling right now and the energy that's involved. That doesn't mean that you have to decide to be with this man. But if you chose to be with him, he is very much what you're looking for. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, well,
I could see that.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. The qualities he has, yeah, those are, he has many of the qualities that I'm looking for. He does. I admit
he
that.
Does. Yeah, and
so,
he speaks the truth. And that's something really nice.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to tell you
yeah.
something else you didn't know. I don't know if you knew this or not, and I don't know if you were looking to do this, but I do see marriage in your future.
You do?
Now,
okay.
Yeah, I know, because the reason why I hesitate to even tell you is I almost feel as if you're kind of like, well, we can live together. I'm not so sure if I want to get married, because you've been so long not married. But
right.
I actually see marriage in your future.
Oh, okay, nice. No, I'm open to marriage. I would be more so. I'm not really a proponent of just living together.
Right,
I mean, that's fine for others, but it's just not for me.
It's not your cup of tea. I get that.
It's not my cup of tea, exactly.
Amen.
So will
would I change? What I will tell you is that you're not going to change. You're going to get softer. You're going to, every once in a while, allow things to go undone. You're going to be a little less of a perfectionist. And you know what? That's okay.
Yes.
Because you're, like, over the top now. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. You know, it's funny. When you're with a soulmate that really kind of completes you, and I don't often say that, but you know what I mean. When you're with somebody that you're comfortable with, it's okay every now and then to let the barrier down, and it's okay to be a little less than perfect, okay?
Yes.
And in your case, that's some good advice, okay?
Yes, because, yes, ma'am.
Yeah, okay. All right.
So would I change jobs or you know, what's, how does that work?
Here. That's a good question. See, I'm getting no. You're not going to change jobs, so I don't know how that's going to work. I don't know if there, if you can make a transfer or how that's going to work, but I'm seeing no. So I don't know how that's going to work, but I do see that you're going to be moving.
Okay.
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 I do see that you're going to be moving. I hope this has been helpful.
Yes, yes, ma'am. Yes, Dr. Jenny, it's been very helpful.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
You're so welcome.
Thank you. God
bless
you.
Thanks for calling in. God bless you, too.
Thank
you. Good night
now.
That's so sweet. See, internet dating can be really good. You just have to learn to look for, you know, it's like anything else. You know, internet dating is easy for I'm going to say it's sleazy guys to get on and be a hound dog and all that. But at the same time, it's also a great environment for people who are truly looking for somebody to meet other people. It's very difficult, as you well know. You've been in the dating field for a long time now, and it's hard to find single
men. It
men,
is hard,
you know?
And the longer you're single, the harder it is to not be so picky. You know what I mean?
I know, because when you've been a single for a long time, you get set in your ways.
You
and
do.
I think that's something Dee was worried
and
about.
And I can totally relate to her, because you're used to being single. You're used to doing things your way, and it's really hard to mesh that with someone else again. You know,
I have a client who I absolutely adore, and she was single for 13 years and was waiting for the right one, and the right one definitely came along, and they are just the most adorable,
see, so
wonderful
couple.
So there's
hope for all of us, right?
Yeah, and you know, she knew that she was living her life for her as a single person, and then she had to change certain things in her life to, you know, and be able to embrace, you know, the whole couple thing.
Right.
And she did, you know. But I also think that's one of the healthiest things for a marriage is not in counseling, we know that when one person is living solely for another one, it's not healthy.
No, it's not.
Okay? So it's important to have your own opinions, your own ideas, your activities. It doesn't always mean that your spouse has to enjoy all of them or be part of them.
Right.
And you shouldn't give up yourself. And I think when you've been independent for a certain period of time, you're more prone not to give yourself up or lose yourself,
right.
You know, because when you start to lose yourself is when there's a problem, you know, and we don't want to do that. We don't want to lose ourselves. Heck no. We'll be back in two.
Na na na.
Thought about getting Christian counseling for yourself or a loved one? From time to time, we all have difficulties and we need help to sort things out. Sometimes we may just want an objective person to encourage and coach us through certain seasons in life. Christian counseling can help facilitate the healing process for spiritual, psychological, and emotional growth. Hi, I'm Dr. Ginny. Being a Christian counselor means I'm dedicated to helping people resolve past and present issues. My goal is to help my clients develop meaning and purpose in life, enabling them to make changes that will result in personal growth and development, restoration of balanced lifestyles, and the emotional strength to yield lifelong results. If you're looking for some answers and would like some Christian or spiritual direction, please call me for a private one-on-one phone consultation at 1-800-375-3446. I would love the opportunity to talk with you and help make today better and tomorrow great.
Okay, so how many times did you see Annie on Broadway?
Never.
What?
I never saw Annie on Broadway.
Oh, no, it was the best. I love Annie. Annie's
apparently,
good.
I only saw Grease. No, actually, I saw quite a few plays, but now Annie was, I don't know why I never saw that.
Yeah, I didn't. It was wonderful. I have some good news for everybody.
What?
I believe that Jay is going to be kind enough to treat us to a song tonight. And I think we are waiting for him to dial in, and we are going to go ahead, and he's going to play a wonderful song.
Awesome.
He did, and he's going to sing as well, I bet.
Great.
So that would be wonderful. So I'm hoping, I hope him, and as Grace is saying, he has nimble fingers. Oh, connection, I get it. Jay, Grace, got it. Okay. All right. Took me a minute. Okay. Very interesting. Okay, that'll be really good. Well, we're looking forward to that. So I'm gonna wait for Jay to call in, and I'm going to. I'm sorry. I'm looking at the chat room and I'm giggling because Grace just put up a one tooth grin. So,
oh, really?
There's more than meets the eye there.
So
yeah.
You can meet someone in the chat room.
You can meet someone in the chat room. I think perhaps maybe someone's met more than in the chat room. I'm just giving a guess here. Who knows? You know, since we were talking about fingernails tonight,
uh-huh.
I wanted to say, did you know that fingernails grow nearly four times faster than your toenails?
I wonder why that is.
I don't know. I know my fingernails grow really fast, and my hair, too.
Yeah.
It's like...
But now, see, now my hair grows fast, but my fingernails do not.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. I wonder, huh.
So growth stops at my neck.
Maybe that's not a bad thing. I don't know. Did you, you know I love these ridiculous facts. Did you know the human thigh bones are stronger than concrete?
Really?
Yeah, they are, and I think that's amazing.
So I can take a sledgehammer to your thigh bone?
You can take a sledgehammer to my thigh bone. Okay. Okay, now, you know what? I'm going to see if Jay is on the line. I do believe he may be. Let's take a look. Jay, do I have you?
Yes, you do.
Fabulous. Thank you so much for playing for us tonight.
Well, I have a brand new song, and I want to share it. It's a love song.
Aww.
And it's really nice, I think. You know, and, you know, love is in the air.
Yes, it is. I felt the air tonight. It was electric, like I said, when I started the show. We just felt something was in the air. So go ahead and play it. We were waiting patiently.
Okay, here it is.
Love, I know it too. I found love. I found you, love. It touched my inner soul. It took two hands. It made one whole. Love, it's a sacred bond. It brings peace and happiness to that special one. And you, only you can make me feel this way. Yes, you always seem to know just what to say. Yes, you see me for who I am. You make me feel that love is real, and love, it brings truth to fear. Love dries those tears, and love, it doesn't seem to have the power. Love loves you for all you are. It never calls you names. Love never needs to blame. And I look at you and see how much you care. And I look at you and see how much we share. And I look at you and I am filled with joy. You make me feel that love is real. Love, I know it's true. I found love, I found you. Love, it touched my inner soul. It took two hands, it made one whole. Love, it's a sacred bond. Bring peace and happiness to that special one. And you. You, to you I give my soul's lock and key. To you I promise eternity. To you I give all my love. You make me feel that love is real.
Thank you.
love, it can tear a heart in two. When someone passes, says love you too. Love, it doesn't need to end right there. Love keeps on growing as long as you care. And love is beautiful. I'd give all my love for eternity. Yes, me, I'd give it for eternity. Yes, me, I'd give you all my love, 'cause you make me see that love is real. I know it's true. I found love when God sent me you. And
Woo!
All right. That was great.
Awesome. That was beautiful. Do you want to dedicate that to anyone?
That was copyrighted by Jim Ellis Productions.
Yes, yeah, very good. That was absolutely beautiful. Absolutely.
That was written the love of my life. I think she might be in your chat room.
I think we're going to get shirts, T-shirts that say Jay on the front and Grace on the back.
There you go.
I do believe.
Well, it seems like that would work.
Hey, that was beautiful. And did you write that for her?
I did write it for her.
Oh, how
romantic. Wow. Oh, my gosh, you're giving me chills. That's so beautiful. That's so nice. Jay,
She's brought out so many wonderful emotions in me, and I'll tell you this, I was not looking for love, and I've done quite a few of these blog talk shows, and I always said, nope, I'm not available. I just wasn't available. But she has, like, warmed my heart to a point of where I can be sincere with myself, sincerely happy with another person, and actually have trust in another person.
God bless. So, and is that how you met on Blog Talk Radio?
It is.
See? Everybody, see? They're just another way to meet somebody. I mean, you were listening to the shows just for the enjoyment of the shows, correct?
Right. We would just chat in the chat room, and then we started chatting about some personal things, you know, like what's going on in our life. And actually, we started out as a foursome. We started out with two other friends who we did blog talk just about every night for a couple of months. And you get interested in blog talk, and it's, you know, a season thing where you're interested for a while and then you cool off. And then, but we kind of kept talking, and so as we kept talking, we kept getting closer and closer, and I think it actually was a really great way to meet, because we actually communicated before deciding, you know, anything about liking each other.
Correct.
And so we like each other for unconditionally. It's not based on, you know, what you look like, you know, what you make, how much money you make, you know, what do you do for a living, you know,
right,
and all the false reasons why people fall in love.
Amen.
You know,
that's
beautiful. Yeah, and when you meet, well, you know, you heard Grace talk tonight, I believe, so.
Yeah, I didn't make the connection at first, and then when I saw she untied you in the chat room, it finally clicked. So
So, wow.
I was cheating. But my computer was, like, on the fritz, but I was actually doing something else, and I had myself in that chat room, but I said, be right back, and I didn't get back.
Oh. Well, did you hear the reading then that she had?
Well, coincidentally, what was funny is I got a call from New York. It was just a bunch of stuff went on. The call ended right as I heard her reading. And then my computer went down, and then I finally logged back in.
Okay. If you missed any part of it, you can listen to the podcast and hear it again. I'm just truly happy for the both of you, and I know that there are a lot of people out there who are hoping that one day love finds them. And we don't want to say looking for love, because it seems like when you look for it, you never find it. And you weren't looking for it. You were just looking to keep your life full. Right?
My thing was, I was just trying to be love. And Grace was just trying to be love. And actually, she is love, and I am love. We're just that type of people.
Yes. Yeah, it's amazing.
Amazing. You know, the universe sends you like energy.
Yes.
That I believe
correct.
That, you know, we're totally like energy and, you know, possibly from other lifetimes.
Well, you know, I understand that, and a lot of people believe in reincarnation, and I have to tell you that I believe in that too, even though I'm Catholic. It makes a lot of sense to me, and I feel like we keep coming back till we get it right, till we learn all of life lessons that we're meant to learn. And I think sometimes we keep making the same mistakes, and good golly, we're going to keep coming back till we get it right.
And we're both Catholic, too. And a lot of people say, well, how can you go on Blog Talk and be Catholic? And I say that you can never take Jesus away from somebody who truly loves him, because you cannot take something from a person's heart.
Amen.
And,
that's a beautiful answer.
Right. I can stand in my glory to God because I love Jesus first and foremost in my life. And, you know, he is my Lord and Savior. And, you know, if I seek out entertainment, you know, or if I try to seek knowledge from unusual sources, it's not in defiance of God. It's in the reality of trying to obtain knowledge. You know, and I find that ignorance is not bliss, and that it isn't true that you shouldn't try to educate yourself to the highest level that you can.
Right, exactly. And I agree with that. And I think that we're meant to be in a constant education process from the time we enter this earth, because God wouldn't have given us the ability of free will and free thought otherwise. I think he wants us to think. I think he wants us to look for sometimes the most obvious, simple answers are right in front of us, and yet we don't see them.
Plus, yeah. I'm actually pretty biblically knowledgeable because I've read the Bible several times, cover to cover, but I've also read it, you know, for years, you know, not cover to cover, but, you know, where my interests fell. And so, you know, the Bible is a great source of learning how to live correctly. You know, it's a guide. And just like the Lord's Prayer is, you know, it's a prayer that everyone says, but it's not the only prayer. Your prayer can be just as important as the Lord's Prayer.
Amen.
You know, it's your communication on the level of your heart to God.
Right.
You know, that's
right.
What makes a true Christian.
I totally agree with you. And again, thank you so much for coming on tonight and doing that beautiful song. And remember, everybody, that song is copyrighted, and it's Jay's, and it's staying with Jay. Jay, thank you so much.
Yes, thank you very much.
You're welcome, and congratulations to both you and Grace. I will pray for you both that you both continue to seek out God's divine light, because I know you are, and you're doing great in that.
Yes. Thank you very much. You guys have a great night.
Thanks. You too.
You too.
Bye-bye. What an awesome song and what an awesome person.
Yeah,
huh?
That was great.
What a neat way to meet each other.
And
yeah, you know, and I love to hear that because, you know, I tell people all the time, they're so busy looking for love that they forget to live their life.
Right.
They live their life around trying to go to the next event or the next social event to fulfill that need to want to have a companion instead of fulfilling the need that makes them happy. What makes you happy? What interests do you have? Everybody has interests.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody. And go out and seek those out. We talked about them last week.
Oh,
some of the things that you and I have done recently and over the years, you know, have gotten us involved in different groups and clubs and organizations. And we've met so many people.
Yes, we have.
You know, and so, you know, and be honest, you really weren't looking for anybody a few years back.
No, I was not.
You were not. You really weren't ready till almost this year.
Not at all.
And
yeah.
So I know you're going to be meeting somebody soon enough. I know that because I've seen it. So. But
maybe on Blog Talk Radio. Who
you
knows?
Never know. Just remember, Jessica's picture. I put it on.
Great.
I had to put it on because why is my picture on
okay,
there?
Okay, and of course it's
not.
Probably the worst picture of me ever.
It is not the worst picture of you ever, and I actually had Susie Q, our chat room mom, help me go over some photos because you never like any photo of yourself.
Because
I
have this face that photographs crookedly.
It does.
Or something.
You know what? It's about the essence of who you are. It's about the essence of who I am. It's about
a
person's essence. And first of all, no one ever thinks they look good in pictures, right? No
some
one.
People take a good picture.
Yeah, that's
you know,
true.
Some people
I would
do.
Agree.
Some people take a great picture. I have never, since I was a child,
they
just have one of those faces.
We're gonna do a whole show on people who have one of those faces.
Yeah.
Jessica does take a good picture. She just doesn't think so. But I know what you mean.
It's rare.
I will
you
agree with
admit,
you.
You must admit,
it is
rare.
I will admit my husband's the same way. It's hard to get a good picture. I don't know. It doesn't translate in the camera, and I understand that. But that picture is absolutely you, and I'm glad we have it on there. So if we have any nice single gentlemen. Who
oh, okay. We could
fat,
stop right there.
You could send Jessica an email. Listen, folks, we want to thank everybody for calling in tonight and for listening. We're about out of time again. Next week, we're going to again be doing our angel reading. So please, all of you, I'm sorry I couldn't get to everybody in the call room tonight. And I know some of you are waiting, and I deeply apologize for that. Please call in next Wednesday night. Remember that the trick is to call in about 2 to 3 minutes before 8 o'clock. Next week's show is going to be as diverse and as hopefully, if this was an interesting show, as interesting as this one. We truly appreciate you all listening. We love what we do and we love sharing it with you. So thanks and God bless and tune in next week for the Christian Psychic Cafe.
Comes the sun.